There's been a lot of news about the amount of plastic debris in oceans, but plastic pollution is also affecting the Great Lakes. One study out of the Rochester Institute of Technology estimates 22 million pounds of plastic debris enters the Great Lakes from the U.S. and Canada each year. The Environment Report's Lester Graham has more on the impact.
It's windy and a little chilly as volunteers are picking up trash along an area of Lake Michigan north of Muskegon. Lynn Knopf is the chair of Duck Creek Watershed Assembly and is leading this event. She says the bulk of the trash is plastic and much of it is deteriorating.
It just crumbles into little tiny pieces, and eventually it just becomes almost impossible to pick up.
This cleanup is part of the Alliance for the Great Lakes Adopt a Beach program, which organizes these events across the Great Lakes.
And consistently, we see that about 85% of the litter picked up at Adopt a Beach cleanups is made up of plastic.
That's Jennifer Caddick. She's the spokesperson for the Alliance. At Duck Lake, I saw thousands of pieces of plastic ranging from shopping bags to plastic forks and spoons, drinking straws. There were also lots of unidentifiable bits of plastic in the water and on the shore.
We know that plastic pollution never goes away, right? It just breaks down into smaller and smaller pieces.
Not only is it unsightly trash on Great Lakes beaches, but the plastic can hurt wildlife. Sarah Lowe is the Great Lakes Regional Coordinator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Marine Debris Program.
There's definitely a lot of wildlife rescue centers that repeatedly get calls for wildlife that may be entangled in fishing line or plastic rings. But for the small stuff, the microplastic debris, the primary focus there has been on the wildlife eating the microplastic debris.
And scientists are finding some plastic is becoming part of the fish. Mary Kasuth is a research student at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health and Environment Health Sciences.
As our research methods become more sophisticated, we're able to look at smaller and smaller size ranges, and we're finding that they're more abundant on the smaller scale.
Researchers are finding plastic microfibers so small they're actually in the tissue, the flesh of fish. That means people are eating it too. It's not the only way you're ingesting plastics. Kasuth's own research sampled tap water in several cities in the Great Lakes region and also sampled beer. She found plastic fibers in both the water and the beer. But something was off. In some cases, she found greater amounts of microfibers in the Great Lakes beer than in the water used to make it.
And found no correlation between the amount that was in the tap water and the amount that was in the beer from the same cities.
What Kasuth didn't realize is that a lot of grain used by brewers comes in bags made of woven threads of polypropylene, a strong plastic. At Griffin Claw's Brewery in Rochester Hills, the head brewmaster and head distiller, Dan Rogers, hadn't heard about plastic in the water or the beer, and I asked him if it made any sense to suspect the bags used to ship grain.
Yes, it does. A lot of these malts are put in woven bags. It's like a fabric almost, and some of the bags we have, they're paper, but on the inside there's a plastic liner for like a moisture barrier. So I would say all this grain touches plastic.
He said he'd start investigating to see what could or should be done at his brew house. As for tap water, treatment plants are not yet set up to filter out all of these microscopic threads of plastic. Single-use plastics are pervasive. Some, such as medical devices, are necessary. Plastic packaging is used to prevent retail theft. Some fleeces and other clothing are made of plastic and shed microfibers. Back at Duck Lake State Park, Lynn Knopf stopped picking up trash for a bit to talk to me about the problem. Since seeing the mess on the beaches firsthand, she's dedicated to cleaning up what she can and thinking before she buys things.
You know, it's something each person has to really look at themselves and decide what the best thing is they can do. But, you know, it all comes down to education and, wanting to make the world a better place, I think.
But some environmentalists say manufacturers are going to continue to make and sell single-use plastics as long as there's a market. They want people to put pressure on businesses that make single-use plastic products. They insist we have to find ways to prevent those millions of pounds of plastic getting into the Great Lakes and your water and your beer. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.